Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about AI and phone apps. Now, there are several different programs out there, AIs, that you can, well, they say buy, but it's really rent. You pay so much, and you have access to this huge AI. Well, there's an AI model out there that specializes in programming. You tell it what you want the program to do, and it'll write up a program for you. Well, the cost of programming, like a cell phone, has dropped dramatically because of that. Now, very few people are using that system yet, but there are people using it, and I'm encouraging you to go out there and use it. In fact, I might do that. So, giving you a little heads up on some of the phone apps. If you go back through my various podcasts and through my Facebook page, The Mad Scientist Supreme, or Biohacking Yourself, or on X, I have Biohacking Yourself, The Mad Scientist Supreme, and Psychic Powered People. Now, on these platforms, I have put out several different ideas for apps. The one that I like, well, immediately, with our current crime wave rising, the 911 app. On your phone, it could be listening all the time for gunshots. And it hears a gunshot. Well, your phone could then contact a central database, contact every other phone in that area that has that app on it, triangulate where the gunshot came from, and then notify the police that there was a gunshot at such and such a location. And based on the sound of the gunshot, you can tell, largely, what type of gun it was. So it was a 9mm pistol. It was a shotgun. It was a rifle of, you know, 38 caliber or whatever. So you could have that all set up as a program. People download it on their phones. But that's not the best feature of it. Best feature is when anybody dials 911 in your area, all the cell phones in the area that have the app ring, cameras come on automatically, and when you pick it up, it tells you where to point your camera, so you're pointing in the direction the 911 call came from. A panel of people, volunteers from around the world, watch, see what the crime is, see where it's being committed, who's committing it, and then track those people. So if those people get in a car and start driving down, let's say, 5th Street, everybody down the street, their phones ring, they watch. The side streets, they watch. So as the car turns left, more down that street, phones ring, bring out the phones. And the police are notified every turn, every description, so that they can get there and apprehend the bad guys. And everybody gets a little notice that they helped solve a crime. People will get invested in their communities and help out. I mean, it's not a big help for them, but it's an enormous help for the police. So the 911 app, I think, would be a real seller. You could put it on the App Store. And yes, in order to make money, you'd have to have in or ads or some other way of raising revenue. But I think it would sell-ish. You might be able to sell it for a dollar. You might just give it away and help out your community. I mean, if you can give away an app without charging anything for it, yay, people would make the world a better place. And since you live in the world, your world becomes better. Now, that's just one of the many apps that I've put out there. There are other apps that I think would make serious money. So look into how you can download or get access to an AI that can write program code for cell phones, and find out how much it would cost for the programming, the AI, the cell phones to test it on, etc. And let's get this ball rolling. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.